morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
Amen. There were wise men. We don't know how many there were. I might have said three just now. There were wise men. Came from the east. Now, how many of you could just walk into President Obama's house tonight and say, hi, I just want to greet you and say hi? Not one of you. You got to be cleared. You got to be invited. You got to do all that. Yet these wise men, because they were kings, actually had an audience with Herod the Great. How come they could walk straight into Herod and say, hey, dude? Because they were kings. You don't just have anyone walk into a king's place. And then they told him why they were here, to see the king. They followed the star. They want to see the king. And he said, oh, tell me where he is so I can also go and worship him. Because they said, we want to go worship him. And he said, tell me so I can also go worship. But he was planning to kill, right? So they go, they find Jesus, and they leave a different way because God gives them word, don't go back that way. Now watch this. Do you think when you go visit a king, you'll pull out, yes, 10 bucks, dude. Hey, here's a bottle of Aramis. Right? Or yes, something in case you die. Here's a little strip of Band-Aid. I'll give you a Band-Aid. Because that frankincense and myrrh was for the burial of Jesus Christ and the gold for his life, right? Do you think that came with little, that size? Here we go. These were kings from the east. They were coming to see the King of Kings, to worship him. Do you think they gave him like $50? They came with a caravan. They must have loaded that stuff inside the place. People got very mixed ideas about Jesus and the birth and stuff like that. But we're staying on who is Jesus. Can you say amen? All right, so the wild men came to Jerusalem to worship Jesus. Yes, some more Old Testament proof that Jesus is God. Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Who's that? And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Do you see? A child is born, and he's God. His counsel is wonderful, Prince of Peace. How many of you believe that's Jesus? We know that's Jesus. Can you say amen? Look at verse 7. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Forever he is God. Forever he's a king. Do you understand? Jesus Christ is the Son of God, is the King of Kings, is God. Who is Jesus? He is Christ, the Messiah. Who is Jesus? He's my Savior, my Redeemer. Who is Jesus? He's my healer, my deliverer. Who is Jesus? He's my prosperer, my restorer. Who is Jesus? He's my counselor. Who is Jesus? He's my wisdom. Who is Jesus? He's the great I am. Who is Jesus? He's the bread of life. Who is Jesus? He's Yahweh. Who is Jesus? He's all things possible. Who is Jesus? He's God. Amen. Amen. Now, let me just show you why God the Father sent Jesus the Son. Okay, I've got 10 more scriptures, we'll be done. No, we're almost done. Okay, 1 John 4:14. 1 John 4:14, look at this. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to what? To be the Savior of the world. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. For God sent his Son, Jesus, the Savior of the world. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have life everlasting. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Who is Jesus? He's the Savior of the world. If they accept him. Even Muslims, even Jehovah's Witnesses, anything, anyone, if they accept Jesus. Well, how do you say? How do you say? Well, we too can become sons of God. Look at John 1:12. Look at this. But as many as received him, that's Jesus, to them he gave, God himself, gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. How many of you believe on the name of Jesus? Then you're a son of God. Doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, you're a son of God. You're a child of God. If you believe in Jesus, he's given you the power to become children. Do you see that? Who is Jesus? He's the Savior. He's the one who gives you the power to become a child of God Almighty. This is powerful stuff. I don't know if you realize this, but it's powerful. He gave you power. Amen? My Lord. And do you know that he was crucified before the foundation of the earth? Before, it was prophesied in Psalm 22. That was hundreds of years before crucifixion was invented. Before the Romans were there. In David's time still, they weren't crucifying people. They were burning them at the stakes and feeding them to lions. And then crucifixion came with the Roman Empire. That was hundreds of years after God spoke about it in Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, and after Psalm 22, 16.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive team sports. Chapel and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy, now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
God didn't say, what are we going to do? He had the plan made up. Amen. Watch this. Revelation 5, verse 9. I love this scripture. And they sang a new song saying, you, Jesus, are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. Do you see that? He says, you were slain and you have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. That's anyone, anywhere can receive the blood of the Lamb. That behold the Lamb of God which is slain from the foundation of the earth. John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. He had to have the body to get the blood to pour out so that we could become sons and daughters of Jesus Christ. Verse 10, look what else he did for you. And have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. We are going to reign, not the enemy, not the devil. We reign on the earth, and we reign now. I don't reign tomorrow, I reign today. I reign over sickness, I reign over poverty, I reign over addiction, I reign over fear and doubt and unbelief. I reign over the enemy all the time, now, because I'm a son of God. Do you see that? And he's made us, made. What tense is made? Past tense. What tense is made? You're all getting it right, you're saying past, not past. It's past tense. You've been made. You have been made. If you die right now and you're born again, you'll be in glory with God in an instant. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You have been made a king with a priestly anointing to God the Father, and we will reign on the earth forever and ever, and there is no devil on this earth or under the earth or in the heavenlies or any realm that can reign and rule over you. Can you say amen? And Jesus said in Revelation 1:11, I am the Alpha, I am the Omega, I am the beginning, I am the end, I am the first, I am the last. Did he not say that? Look what else he said in Revelation 1 verse 18. Look at this. Woo, I love this. I am he that lives and I was dead. When I hung on the cross, dude. I was he that lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. God himself, he's got the keys of hell and death. You don't have to fear hell. You don't have to fear death. God's taken care of it. It's taken care of. I don't know about you, but I'm starting ready to get preaching here. Amen. By the way, the word amen, I am he that lives and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. Amen doesn't mean period. We think it's period. You hear some preachers say, and the Lord said, amen. Let there be light, amen. And then he came up, amen. And amen, amen. He said, hallelujah, amen. And then if you say amen, amen, I'll say amen. And every two words, amen means so be it. Amen means so be it. So he says, I am he that lives and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. So be it. Woo! I'm getting excited, yeah. Oh my God. Oh my Lord. You want to get excited? Revelation 19. Look at this. Verse 16. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the King of the Kings. Now hold on. You just read now that he made us kings. Well, who's your king? He's the King of Kings. He's my king. That's my king. And you know what? Next week, I might read you who my king is. When you hear that, that's a half an hour teaching of my king. You're going to be blessed. He's coming back. He's coming back with us. And he's got on his thigh over here, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And out of his mouth comes a two-edged sword. And his eyes are breathing flames of fire. He's on a white stallion. He's no longer in a maidle, in a cradle, listening, wah. He's coming back, say, stop. And boom, it's going to stop. Just like that. He's just going to say a word. Let there be light. Boom, there's light. He's going to come back and say, all the enemies of God, bang, you're down. Boom, they're gone. Yeah, with a word out of his mouth, he's going to change everything. He's going to change everything. That is because of Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus? He is God. He is God himself. He's the Savior. He's my Redeemer. He's my Deliverer. He's the Prince of Peace. I want to worship my Jesus.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.